the laws of Hazara on Shabbat. Clearly on Shabbat, it is forbidden to return any type of food on an open fire. This is called the Isur of Hazara. The rabbis were concerned either you might come to stoke the fire, or you might, it looks like you're cooking because it's an open fire. The question would be, is let's say you have a food that's cooked, a dry food, we'll start with that, and it got cold, and the goy put it back on an open fire, or the goy put it in the oven in order to heat it. What would be the status of this food over here? So the Biur HaLacha writes in Siman Resh Nun Gimal that it would be okay. Why? Because telling the goy to do something on Shabbat is the Rabbanan, Shvut. And the Isur of Hazara is also only Isur, the Rabbanan, which is also another Shvut, Isur the Rabbanan. So that's called the Shvut, the Shvut. He needs the food to eat hot on Shabbat. So therefore the Biur HaLacha writes, and I quote it, he says that Mikol Makom Nireh Tiyesh Tesmoch Alav, referring to the Prima Gadim and different opinions, the Tzorech Shabbat Lakel Bazeh. Why? He says Kevan de Kamalan Deshvut Deshvut Lesorech Shabbat Shari Lechetechila Ubedavar Yavesh En Borak Shvut Lechazara Efshar Damekel Bazeh Al Yede Enu Yehudi En Goalimbo. First he says, if you mekel, you don't have to scream at the guy. And then he says further that Aflech Techila, there's room to be mekel if he puts it back into the oven. So therefore, that's a way on Shabbat. Let's say a person, the blech was not there, and he has cold food and things like that. It would be okay to tell the goy to put it on the open fire on Shabbat in order to heat it up. This is not dry foods. That's the heter of the bi'ur halakha. Sometimes a person will go to somebody's house, and he sees they're taking the food from the refrigerator that's cold, and they see the goya putting it on the fire. That was on, let's say. Leave a case where you're turning on the fire. When the oven was on, let's say, and she puts it in. Even though you would not be allowed to put it on the oven on Shabbat. But, ayide goy, because of a shvutish food, and so does Shabbat, dibur halakha is mekir. However, the question now would be with lah, with a soup, let's say. So in a soup, the Biur HaLacha brings down a Birkei Yosef that says that since there's a mahlok and a poskim by soup that got cooled off, is it considered cooking again? We hold that if you heat up the soup again, it's considered bishul. Because we say, yesh bishul ahar bishul belach. But there's some poskim that say, en bishul ahar bishul belach. So the Chida says, since there's a mahlok and a poskim, ayede goy, it's okay. The question is, to what extent is it okay? So, Hakam David Yosef and Halakha Berura, as well as the Biur HaLacha, says that the extent is only to put it back on a Garuf Ekatum, which would mean that it would be permissible to tell the goy to put the soup back on a blech, or to put the soup back on a hot plate. Something that's considered Garuf Ekatum, or better. So if that's the case on Shabbat, sometimes the soup is cold. We say, Hasu Shalom, we cannot put it back because you're cooking. But since the mahlok of the poor scheme, Al Yedei Goy. So these are the two leniencies that we have, Al Yedei Goy. Number one, it would be permissible to tell a goy to put back cold, dry food in a place that's open fire or in the oven. That's the Biur HaLacha. Although the Hazon Ish argues on this, but the Biur HaLacha already is lenient. That's why Yalkut Yosef also gives us that there, to tell the goy to put back a dry food, even on open fire. When it comes to a liquidy food, dafka al yedeh on a blech, or an electric plate, there's room to be lenient. The last question would be, let's say you have a food that's ma'achad ben drosai. Ma'achad ben drosai is, let's say, it's half cooked. Maybe today we would call it rare, or extra rare. But it's edible. It's just very, very rare. So the question then would be, is there room to tell a goy on Shabbat to put this food on a blech? For sure, a person cannot put it on a blech on Shabbat. Why? Because the poskim that say, going from rare to medium to well done, could be as bishul deoraita. So then we cannot put it back. The question then would be, what about Ayyadei Goy? So Chacham David brings down in Halakha Berurashi Yudhed that since it's a machloket the poskim, again, if there is considered bishul by a machab ben durasa, some say there's no bishul, it's cooked. There's no issue of going from cooked to more cooked to more cooked. Some say no. So machloket the poskim, Ayyadei Goy mutar. So therefore, a person will have to take a rare brisket, or like we said, a rare roast, or something like that, and tell the goy to put it on the blech on Shabbat, even though now it's going to go from rare to medium, whatever it may be. Could be they did nothing. Could be, according to some poskim, the Jew would be allowed to do that even. Okay, we're not lenient by a Jew, but they're going mutar. So the three cases we discussed today. Number one, to tell a goy, or goya, to put that something that's dry, without any liquid in it, into an oven on Shabbat that was on, or to a stovetop that was on, mutar. That's the Mura Lakha. The Kitahilal, it's Orek Shabbat. Dabar lah, mutar, to tell the goy to put it back only on a hot plate or blech. And Dabar, shenitbashel kemachab ben rosai, which is partially cooked, mutar, to tell the goy to put it back, davka, on a blech or a hot plate.